Chapter 10. Nova Class Frigate, Forge Hammer. As the atmospheric craft touched down in one of the Forge Hammer's hangars, Urgaresh felt his battle brothers strain at the leash. Thorast was the exception, perhaps. In him there was nobility still. But then he had always possessed the most outwardly balanced mien of the Zorn, or Wrath, as it was known on Gauntlet. Urgaresh told himself they could come back from the edge, but only once they were whole again. They needed leadership. It had wounded them to lose him like that and then be cruelly denied by a quirk of fate. He wondered what of their fates once this was done. Would they rise? Could they? Human blood slaked Urgaresh's claws. It stank of damnation. A necessary evil, he told himself, committed by a necessary monster. And we are, all of us, monsters. Unlike the bone-cold apothecary, Harkem and Scar snarled and spat every moment they were airborne, gnashing their incisors until their gums bled. Both warriors clenched and unclenched their fists at the void of not having a weapon to hand. They felt it as keenly as a missing limb. Urgaresh knew this with certainty because he felt it too. Garn was the last of them. The old vexillary was akin to a brooding storm, sullen and adapting to the pain of his injuries with all the civility of a saber wolf. He had once carried their standard and considered it an honourable duty. His banner had long since been lost to ruin, burned by a dark lance. In its absence, Urgaresh found it hard to remember what they were fighting for. He supposed it was for each other, and when that was no longer a tenable belief, he would fight for a good death instead. Yes, they had risked much in braving the slave pits of Volgorah. Four caskets in the old Fist of Krador's mortuarium attested to that more poignantly than any ragged banner ever could. The bodies were lost to them now. Jerak, Skellig, Neroth, and Barthak, all gone, their legacy in Thorast's care now. None had escaped wounding. Urgaresh carried a limp, a hand span of Xenos steel still embedded in his right thigh. Both Harkem and Scar bore head injuries, the mounting pressure of which had made them increasingly volatile. Urgaresh had to keep the leash tight on those two and maintained a vigilant watch, aided by Thorast. The apothecary had lost an eye, but it did not spoil his already brutish face. The loss of depth perception meant his scalpel was less reliable, but his blade arm was still strong, and that was all that really mattered. Garn had been untouched, but now had extensive burns from the Thalax's lightning gun. They had lost their ship, gutted during their escape, and with only enough strength left in her weary bones to get them within sight of their goal. The Krador's crew all dead, the four corpses of their brothers. There was little left but the mission. It would have to be enough. They would have to be enough, but they were dangling by the thinnest of threads. Urgaresh knew these warriors like he knew his own blood. The Zorn needed a victory. They had fought and died together in a search that began in Komorah, and would end here, above this dirtball world, in the corridors of some insignificant frigate. Their journey had begun in anger and a desire for retribution, so it would end the same. Urgaresh liked the symmetry of that, though his soul was far from poetic. Before their first steps, they had been monsters. With everything that had happened, Urgaresh had no word that could describe them now. "What will you do with us now?" The voice intruded on Urgaresh's black mood. His mind's eye was awash with revenge scenarios. He saw now only in two hues, both well matched to his humours, red and black, fire and bone. As if waking from a dark dream, Urgaresh looked down at the diminutive mortal who had showed such defiance in the cryo-vault. Urgaresh wanted to smack the pride right out of him, but stayed his hand. It would achieve nothing but to satisfy a savage urge. He was the necessary monster, he knew, but would not let it be his keeper. I choose when you are unleashed. I choose. Leave this vessel, Urgaresh rasped as a low growl began to build in the hold from the others. The mortal looked perplexed, wary.
You are releasing us?
Urgaresh leaned in close and let the rank odor of his charnel breath wash over the man.
Flee now, maggot! I won't offer again!
He rose back to his full height, and the mortals left the ship, casting wary glances behind at the black-armored warriors and carrying their wounded survivor between them.
He will raise alarum, brother sergeant, said Thorast. More will come.
Urgaresh bared his teeth. So did Harkim and Scar.
Let them,
he declared, snarling as the bone blades pierced his flesh. Garn came to his sergeant's side, his movements awkward and pained. The burning had reached deep. The old vexillary felt it gnawing with every step.
What are your orders, brother sergeant? First, we take the armorium.
His gaze encompassed Garn and Thorast.
Our weapons were lost aboard the Krador. We need replacements.
Garn nodded.
They'll expect us to strike for the bridge immediately, Urgaresh went on, and will make their defences accordingly. And us, brother sergeant?
Urgaresh turned to Harkim and Scar.
You will unpick those defences before we get there, brothers.
Harkim bared his teeth a little further as he anticipated the hunt to come. Scar unsheathed his bone claws and began striking them against one another to sharpen their edge.
A warning, said Urgaresh, before they moved out, satisfied he had given the mortals enough of a head start. No killing unless we must. We are cursed, but we are not damned. Not yet.
Descending the ramp of the Arvus lighter, they entered the darkness of the frigate's landing deck.
The hunt began.